It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, actually, it's Maynard Meyer filling in for Paul Ramo, and my gardening knowledge isn't a whole lot more than Paul's. So,
good thing we got Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral with us today. How you doing, Dwayne?
Doing very well. Doing good, and glad to be talking to you. We haven't done this for a little while, Maynard.
Well, it's been a while. Been a little while since we had a chance to chat a little bit, so always good to mix it up a little bit, right?
You bet. Tomorrow night, going to mix it up with Terry at the football game. So
yeah, Terry's bringing Terry out of retirement, putting him back on the air again, doing a game. When you're going to provide a little assistance there, and I'm sure that'll be a good game.
Yeah, it should be fun again.
Yeah.
If anybody does have any questions, though, for on gardening, landscaping, horticulture, whatever, yeah, give us a call and we'll try to answer them.
Yeah, preferably if you can email your questions over today, because I'm working solo here, so if you call, you'll have to leave it on the answering machine, and we'll try to get it off of there. But if you can email them over, it'll pop right in front of me here, and that's klqpfm@farmerstel.net. That's klqpfm@farmerstel.net. And as we speak, the phone is ringing here, too, so I'll catch that one in a little bit here, and when we get a little chance to get to the phone. But what's new over there at Heather, Dwight?
Well, you know, every week we usually pick a plant.
Of the week. Plant of the week.
This week is, it probably should be fall color, but we've done that for a couple of weeks. But it's a dwarf burning bush. Paul posted that, I think, last night, and it's a slow-growing oval leaf bush that turns scarlet red in the fall. It's not really red. It's a bright, reddy pink. Very pretty. If you see it, you can't miss it. It's called the dwarf burning bush. Grows in the shade or the sun.
I'm going to take a look. Like you say, Paul's got that posted on the KLQP Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Okay. We'll check that one out here. Encourage everybody to go take a look at that.
If not, if you can't find the picture, you come down to Heather Nursery and Floral and look at the bush itself.
Hey, that's even better.
Yeah. We got a couple different ones. We have one that has a little broader leaf, and that's called compact burning bush. It turns that bright color. And then we have a dwarf burning bush, which I don't know why the names are so different, but it's a smaller leaf and gets to be a little bit bigger than the compact one.
Okay. So that's our plant of the week.
Yes.
All right. Well, what's our question of the week here today? Do you have a lot of questions coming in on any particular subject over there at the store?
Yes, definitely. Well, a couple of them. First one is definitely on lawns. What should I do with my lawn? First thing I would do, if you have a lot of weeds, I would spray and kill those weeds. I would also put a fertilizer down, fall fertilizer time. And if you have some areas that really got hurt during this hot, droughty weather, I would put some grass seed down probably later this fall.
Okay. I was looking at my lawn yesterday, and it's not really in the greatest shape anyway, because I need to get sprayed and get those weeds out of there. But I noticed there seemed to be a couple of small, kind of lighter green circles or something out there. What's that all about?
The lighter green circles, I think, is your crabgrass.
Okay.
It's gotten a little cooler at night. Crabgrass likes it really hot, likes it warm. That's why it did so good this year.
I haven't had a chance. I did walk over and really take a look. They were out a little ways. I just happened to notice the color was a little different out there.
But I think it's crabgrass dies when it gets cooler, and that's good because it's dead. So I think it's losing its color, losing its potency.
Right.
Bobby Jensen, who's supposed to be the expert for Terry Levin, and I disagree. I know you're on there. The question was this week, when's the best time to spray your weeds?
Okay.
And I would say the best time is right after a first frost or a light frost, because the chemistry of the weeds is doing the right thing. The plant is kind of taking the energy from the leaves and putting it down into the roots. So it's taking the chemical that you spray on there, putting down into the roots, and that'll kill it a lot easier. So fall is the time to kill your weeds.
Okay, that's what I've been told. I always do it the other way around, get out there in the spring, but Then it seems like just can't get a hold of the dandelions and everything quite in time. So maybe I better wise up and try fall this year.
Well, we've told you many years in a row now.
I know it. I do have my little tank sprayer, so, it's kind of handy. I don't have to be walking around there. I just pull it around and do my spray. And my wife gets a little paranoid whenever I start mixing up spray, you know, because she's had some bad experiences with me. So.
Just get the right thing in your tank, and it'll just be fine.
That's right.
I would suggest there's a product called Weed Free Zone that'll kill some of those harder to kill weeds, and Weed Free Zone would be a good one to spray this fall.
Okay.
I know, Leonard, we should talk a little bit about your landscaping.
Yeah, let's do that. We've got everything yanked out in front of our house now, so we're kind of starting over because we've been living in the house now for about. Since 1999, so that's 21 years, I guess, and some of the things were just getting a little bit out of hand there, so we decided to start over. And what are you going to do?
Well, first
that's the
of
question.
All,
where do you start?
First of all, where do we start? That's a good. The Myers called up Heather Nursery and Floral Landscaping, and I came over to their place and consulted with them, kind of picked their brains what they were looking at or what they were thinking. And then I take their ideas and suggest some things, and then I come up with a plan and talk to them again about it, and then do an estimate for them. And Devin Maynard Meyer say yes. So the other landscaping is going to come over there. And what we're going to do, first of all, is probably level that out a little bit, and we'll set some bushes out there and get the blessings of Devin Maynard.
Yeah, especially Deb. She's, kind of the main engineer on this project, so.
You know what, Maynard? You're not the only one. That's the way it works. So we'll get that all set, and then we'll go ahead and plant them, and we're going to improve your rock situation there and get it all done.
All right,
and
sounds
good.
We're going
to do that this fall. So if anybody's interested in landscaping, just give me a call, and we can work it out and get you an estimate and a plan. I've done that for many years, so I enjoy that. That's one of the things I like to do.
And you're good at it, so that's good.
And, well, thank you.
Yeah, people thank can just, you know, if they don't really live, it's the first log house. I always tell people, it's the first log house west of the water tower. So if you can find the water tower and you can find a log home, that's us out there. So just out on... go past the radio station and keep going west, and there we are in the Fairway View subdivision. So if you want to keep tabs on the progress there as Dwayne and the gang are working there, they could, feel free.
Yeah,
I don't have I won't have coffee or cookies or anything like that, but maybe that comes later.
Other things going on.
I was going to tell you, Dwayne, I will let you talk a little bit here. I'm going to go field a couple of questions off my answering machine quick here while you're doing it. So.
Okay. Yeah, then we'll get to those questions. So, other things going on is people's garden. Unbelievable, the produce that's being harvested out of the garden. A lot of great things. Tomatoes are great, so get those BLTs going. And we got carrots and squash. One of my favorites is honey nut, butternut, baby nut squash. Really good, and I don't have to put all that brown sugar and stuff on, and they're still so. Remember to get your hands on some butternut, baby nut, honey nut squash. Really good. Cucumbers are still producing, all kinds of pumpkins and gourds and watermelons, muskmelons, honeydews, and the gardens have really produced this year, so I think it's been well worth the energy. Or buying those seeds and plants and getting it into your garden. Other things going on at Heather Nursery and Floral, we do have those pumpkins and gourds and squash for sale at Heather. Plus, they have all kinds of beautiful garden mums. Most of them are decro mums, decorative ones to put out on your steps. And we have all different colors, different sizes. We have little 6-inch pots. You can plant up your own planters if you want to do that with grasses and other types of, like, asters and plums, and make your own pot. Or we have the 14-inch pots or the and also the 9-inch pots and all different color flowers or the bumps. So time for fall decorations.
Okay, I'm back, by the way. I just rolled back into my chair here, and it was a non-gardening related topic on the phone there. So we're still looking for questions. We still got a little time here, but we're running out of time. If you have any questions today, email them over, klqpfm@farmerstel.net, and we'll get them on there. So
things that, you know, we were talking about Terry. Terry has a lot of fruit trees in his yard, and Terry brought down some pears. And if you have never had a Minnesota-grown pear, it's about the juiciest, sweetest thing you've ever had. You can grow pears really easy around our area, and they're absolutely great.
So, yeah, I've had some of those pears that he's grown there. So I don't get quite as many because we don't see them since he retired. We don't see them quite as often. That's one of the disadvantages. We don't, you know, get quite as much free stuff as we used to get. But Paul was over there yesterday, and I know he left me a message that Terry, you know, gave him a bunch of stuff. So I guess I got to go over there now instead.
There you go. Yep. But Terry has some great, he has plum trees. Mount Royal plum is a great plum to be planting. He also has, like, again, these pears. You need a pair of pears. You need two or three pears trees to cross-pollinate. Also apples. He's got some honey gold apples that grow well in this area. It's a golden apple, very sweet. Still, Honeycrisp apple is probably one of the best apples. And Honeycrisp was developed by the University of Minnesota. So it's developed for our kind of soil. So a Honeycrisp apple grown in Minnesota tastes a lot different than a Honeycrisp apple growing out in the Washington state.
Yep, I know that everything that Terry has brought over has been good. We haven't had any duds yet, so he knows how to grow them over there.
Yeah, he sure does.
Oh, any specials over there at the store, Dwayne?
Oh, you know, what's really going on sale right now, or we have for sale, is the mums. Fall decorating is a big thing going on right now. We have all kinds of mums for outdoors on your steps or decorating outside. Fall leaves, fall, even cut flowers, definitely changed over to the color. Is definitely yellow and orange, and we have pumpkins and all kinds of things for decorating for Halloween or decorating for fall.
And one thing I want to mention here, I know I've tried to always plug it when I've been doing the show with you, Dwayne, if I remember. You know, if there's a funeral or something that you want to send some flowers to, you know, a lot of times the bottom of the funeral home website has a place you can click and get flowers from somewhere. But it's better just to find out what church it's at or what the funeral home is, and they can call you, and you can locally take care of that for them and guarantee that good flowers are going to get there. Is that right?
Exactly. You know, it's handy to click that button on the computer and stuff, but, you know, if you want something that's more personal and also, you know, that Heather can get for you, you know, we can either order flowers or we have flowers in our cooler, and that way you know what's available and what you're going to get. And also, I think it's a lot more personal. And, you know, we've worked with people for 40-some years now. We kind of know their taste and also probably know the people, the
right
person that passed away.
And then
I think it's a lot more personal. And I really appreciate giving us a call direct, and we're glad to help them out.
Yeah, the price of some of those arrangements and the out-of-town ones are kind of get a little on the high side, too. So they can save a little money, I think, by going through you.
Well, you know, when we get an order in from those wire services, we have to pay wire service fees, and also that wire service gets part of that money. And so calling direct, you're going to get more money, more flowers for your buck. So
that's right. Well, Dwayne, we're about out of time here today. You want to give us the hours at the store, where the three locations are?
Well, the three locations are in Dawson and Madison and Montevideo. Little different store hours, but it's usually from 8:30 till 5 o'clock on Monday through Friday, and then Saturday we're open from 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock. And if you need us besides that, just give us a phone call or leave a message on the phone, or you can email us. That's usually the more modern way to do it. But
sounds good. Well, we got to run here, Dwayne, but we'll hear you on the radio getting to the ball game tomorrow.
You bet. That'd be great. Everybody have a great week.
Hey, you do the same. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
That's the Gardening Show with Dwayne Hastead, Heather Nursery, and Floral for today here on Q92. This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.